time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. And now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. And it is good Tuesday afternoon if you are a frog, I guess, with the rain. With the rain?
Rain?
Yeah.
You know, I was ticked off.
You was ticked off.
You know, Sunday. Actually, Saturday night I was watching the Channel 19 news and weather, and the young lady who's a very talented meteorologist, but she says, oh, be ready. 1 o'clock, here comes the storm. Well, 1 o'clock, it was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, okay, after that's the first wave. The second wave is after 8. There's nothing. I didn't water my garden because, you know, it's there's no rain.
Yep, yep.
So Monday, I guess, a little bit of rain. But I was ticked.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we should be. We should be weather people. We could forecast and we...
Well, we're wrong all the time in sports. We could just turn it into the weather.
I think our percentages are better than meteorologists.
That's true. We'd expect to ask for too much money.
Yeah.
Because...
Yes. Dick Goddard kind of money.
Yeah.
But Dick Goddard, though, he just had a sense about this part of the country.
He did. He did.
You know,
he knew what havoc the lakes wreaked on weather, no matter where it was coming from, what the lakes would do to it. And he was right a heck of a lot more than he was ever wrong.
Yeah, he was good. And he liked dogs.
And he liked dogs. Yeah. And woolly bears.
And woolly bears.
Yeah.
And, well, he was on the air for a long time.
Yep, yep.
Way before I was even born.
Longer than he probably should have been, but yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I met him once up at the, the Arrows. He had a dog day there.
Yeah. He just lived down in Green. Yeah.
Yeah. And we took our little Boston Terrier at the time to the game, and she was perfect, but he liked her. But he had arthritic problems back then. And,
yeah.
Very nice man.
Yes.
Very, very, very.
I got to meet him on several occasions up at Gularty Fest. He would go up there for big chunks.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and you met him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you bring any dogs or woolly bears?
I did not bring a dog or a woolly bear.
Yeah. They used to have the woolly bear parade. I don't think they have that anymore.
Where was that? Norwalk? Is that where they
had it? No. North Olmsted or someplace. Okay. Closer to Cleveland.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, he was from, matter of fact, he even came through the time I was assistant manager at Burger King. He used to come by on the way home from visiting his mother, and his girlfriend would be with him, and girlfriend forever. Then his mother passed, then she passed away. Then he married a gal right after that.
Well,
so he never married the other gal, but they lived together for all those years.
Wow. So
kind of an open kind of guy he was.
Well, there he was. Did he? Did she look like a woolly bear?
She did not. No.
So I just wonder. You know,
no.
In an affection toward woolly bears.
Woolly bears, yeah. Well, again, as a weather prognostication.
Well, they do better than this young lady did on Saturday.
Sure did.
But I shouldn't put her down because, based on the data that they have.
Well, she's basing it on equipment. I think that he could feel it just. This is what's going to happen. Yeah, yeah.
He had an instinctive.
My joints are more instinctive than that lady was.
Oh, you've been smoking again.
No, not that kind of joint. My knees.
You know, I wonder sometimes.
My knees.
Oh, yeah, those kind of joints.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Sometimes I wonder about you.
Yeah. No, well, smoking's one thing of any kind. One vice I never took up.
No. I didn't either. My mother was a prolific smoker, so was my dad, and ended up killing both of them. But my mother would there smoking like a chimney, and she put her finger in my face and said, I will kill you if you start smoking.
Ah.
I thought that was a little bit hypocritical, but my mother was...
Well, it's an addictive thing, too.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily an easy thing. Although I had a buddy, my old writing partner, who approached his girlfriend at the time and said, look, you're going to have my kid. You stop smoking for Crystal and I will. At least while she's beating this. He said, no. He says, well, I will. And he never picked up another cigarette. Well, you just stop cold turkey, and he never picked up another
some
one.
Some people can do that. I wish some people can, but...
Because I guess what's odd, and again, I was never a smoker, but I guess technically after the third or fourth day after you stop smoking, technically the nicotine is worn off and the cravings are gone. It's your mentally you want
You're
it.
Mentally addicted to it.
And I asked Bob Holland, because Bob Holland, Dr. Bob, he smoked a lot. He was, as a matter of fact, he was the only one way back when we had the old studio, old studio, old studio.
The really old
studio. He was the only one I would ever let smoke in there, because I had to let him smoke in there, because when he was doing the monitor, he looked like Edward R. Murrow.
Oh, geez.
You can't tell Edward R. Murrow he couldn't smoke.
No.
He can't do that.
No.
So he's the only one. But he gave it up, pretty much cold turkey. I don't think he had a whole lot of assistance. He just did it and stopped, and that was that. And I asked him once, because we did a lot of trips for many of these award programs that he and I went around and created. And I said, do you miss it? He said, Dave, if I knew it wouldn't do the damage that I know it does, I'd take it back up in a second.
Yeah, my mother was the same way.
He truly missed it. He said, there's nothing better than having a good meal and then a cigarette right afterwards.
Yeah.
He said, he would have gone back to it, but he knew what it would do. He knew what it would cost him, and he just stopped.
Yeah, my mother had to stop because she was on oxygen. You know, you light up a
cigarette. Boom, yeah.
Where's mom? Well, she's up in orbit. So, talking about, baseball. Baseball used to have the cigar cards and the cigarette cards.
Yeah.
And I remember Jim Leyland, the old Detroit manager.
Oh, yeah.
He smoked right in the dugout. I don't know if they can do that now.
There was a lot of that, and then it turned to chewing tobacco.
Chewing.
And then that got, then some of them started getting mouth cancer of the mouth.
Yeah.
And so they got rid of that, and then became bubble gum and
sunflower
seeds.
Yeah.
And that's, I think even the bubble gum has kind of gone away.
Well, Tito chews a ton of gum and
does he?
He
okay.
mixes it up with his sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody chews tobacco anymore, do they? I don't know if can they do that?
I mean, I think they've kind of encouraged people to not do that, at least do it there.
Yeah.
That is a nasty habit,
too.
Oh,
it's too, but...
You miss the spittoon, and man, it's all over the floor.
Well, they chew tobacco because it helped keep their mouth moist, and supposedly, and I don't know. I tried it once. It was a big deal for helicopter pilots to chew.
Really?
Yes.
My
brother, Kevin, was a major in the Marines, and he was a helicopter pilot.
Okay.
And they chew. And
Gesundheit.
And he married a woman named Ah. So, Ah Chew. So he chewed. And he had a hard time giving it up. But he gave me a pinch, like between the...
Yeah, between the cheek and the gum. Yeah.
My God, I couldn't. It was ungodly. It was ungodly bad. And I said, "Wow, you can have this." You develop a taste for it. Really? Well, I don't know. It's like liver.
Yeah. Well, I haven't developed a taste for that either. Yeah.
So. Anyway, how did we get on to that?
I have no idea.
All right, well, we could talk about the Guardians.
The Guardians
are now, as we speak, they're in second place. Only two games.
Three days ago, they were two games back. Then they were one game back. Now they're back to two games back. But even the team that they're chasing is only 500.
Yeah.
And the Central Division of the National League is no better. The Brewers in second place... I believe, but they're
only a half game behind Cincinnati, but Cincinnati's been on fire.
Right, Cincinnati's been on fire, but isn't Cincinnati only about 500?
They're 526, but they had a 12-game winning streak.
Okay,
that helps a little bit. Yeah, they were the talk of baseball.
It's the talk of Pete Rose. He says they're going to World Series.
I see that. Good old Pete, still giving his opinion.
Not that anybody usually listens, but
didn't he say in the paper that I could hit 231, 235, 236? And he says, you did much better than that. I'm talking about at my frickin' age.
Yeah.
81.
Yeah, give me a chance to get out there. Give me a chance to get out there.
Who knows? He probably could. He had such talent.
He faced some amazing pitchers, but, you know, and they talk about that, you know, Babe Ruth, you know, well, he had all those. But again, they didn't have these specialty kind of pitchers going. He says, yeah, but when Babe was having a good day, when the pitcher needed to go out, they put in another starting pitcher against him.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like they got a specialty pitcher. No, they got another starting pitcher to go against
Babe.
Well,
back in that era, the pitcher, the starting pitcher, started and ended the most
usually,
of the game.
Yeah, most usually,
I mean,
yeah.
If you were a reliever, you were a bad starter, and you're lucky to even have a job. So it's totally turned around, the game.
Yes.
And now these guys come in throwing 100, 102, 105, and, of course, a lot of them hurt their arms doing that.
Yeah.
But they, you have your starters like Bieber, who have – they can't pitch that fast, but they have the off-speed pitches and things like that. And then comes the middle relievers. They're a little faster and have more. And then here comes Class A.
Now, right? What's interesting is I heard Tito and Tom Hamilton on a pregame show the other day talking about how you have some pitchers like a Verlander who actually, as the day goes on, he actually picks up speeds. He was like 94 at the beginning of the game, he was throwing like at 100, almost 100 miles an hour at the end of the game.
His arm broke in.
Huh? Yeah, but
he says, and
Francona says, there are guys like us. As a matter of fact, I kind of see Bibee as that kind of a guy. He gets stronger as he goes along. I says, but I'm not going to compare the two because it's not fair to Bieber or to Verlander.
No, I thought it was an interesting
comment about that.
I think they relax more as you get into the game. You're not as tight. If you're tight, you're going not to pitch as fast as if you were completely loose.
Is Verlander tight anymore? I don't know.
He's been on injury.
Is he still injured?
I saw him play. He pitched against us.
He beat us.
I think he's with the Mets, isn't he?
Maybe.
Mets
or Boston.
I'm going to play meteorologist. He's with them.
Okay.
All right.
I think he's with Boston, but I don't know.
No? Well, I know that.
When was the last time we played the Mets? Did we play them this year?
Yeah, we played them.
Did we play them this year?
I remember. Okay. I see Lindor. Lindor hit a game-winning single.
Oh, of course, thanks, Frankie. That's the one hit he had this year.
Boy, they're way bad this year. That payroll, they're 15 games out of first place.
Well, you got to blame Tampa Bay for that. They got the best record in baseball.
David, I'm talking about the Mets.
Oh, the Mets. I'm sorry.
Frankie Lindor's not with you.
No.
You know, really, you need smelling salts.
No, some days.
I'm talking about the Mets.
All right. I do apologize. A different East.
So, I'll forgive you, but only this one time. You know me, I'm a forgiving type of guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, New York's 9.5. Yankees, that is.
Yeah, And I guess Judge is out for a while.
He may be out for the season.
That's what they're saying.
That ligament in his toe.
In his big toe,
is much more, that's not good English, more serious than, much more, Dr. Bob would have corrected me on using dangling participle. Anyway.
Yeah, you got to watch where you dangle that, too.
We are
on the air, you know.
Yeah, we are. It's more serious than they thought.
Yeah.
And that's a shame. He's such a...
But it shows how much they depend upon him.
Yeah, they think they're like 6-14 since he's been gone.
Yeah.
He's a generational type of player.
Yeah.
And, look where we would be without Jose Ramirez.
Yeah.
Of course, Josh Naylor has picked up quite a bit. But we just seem... We're not clicking. In my estimation, the Cleveland Guardians are not clicking. And, we beat Oakland 3 games in a row, but everybody
does that. Yeah.
Well, they had a 7-game winning streak before they came here. But, you know, against good teams, we seem to go to 1-2 or, we did
okay against Houston.
Yeah, okay. I'm blurting right now.
Okay, okay. Sorry.
Can I blurt?
Go ahead and blurt. Oh. I'm sorry to confuse you with facts.
Yes. What? Well, wait a minute. You just confuse Lindor with being a Yankee. Don't give me
that
stuff.
No, I didn't confuse him with being a Yankee.
Yeah, you did.
I confuse him with being in the American League. That's what I confuse him with. I know he's with the Mets. That's where we got the deal out of. But
yes.
I confused him with being in the American League. So.
Oh. All right. Okay, so.
So who's the top of that division then?
Atlanta.
Atlanta? Oh,
yeah.
They're on a good season.
They're 50-27.
That's the second best record in baseball, I believe, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Best in the National League?
Tampa is. No, they're better. They're 649. Oh, yeah, Tampa has the best record.
Yeah.
667. That's pretty darn. They're playing.
Yeah,
they're winning
yeah.
two-thirds of their games.
So the two best teams are in the East, National and American League.
Yeah. Texas is doing well. Of course,
Texas is doing well.
6-10. So it's a guarantee, like we talked before, that the nobody out of the Central Division in either the National or American League are going to make the wild card.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You got to win it to be in it, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I don't know. Are you concerned about our Guardians? I don't know.
I'm not, because at least there are times I'm seeing them put hits together and string runs together where they weren't doing that at all. And now they're doing it, but now that we're hitting the ball, let's get more consistent with it, I guess, is what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, well, Friday night, Shane Bieber went in. Did really, but then he seems to collapse.
He did, yes.
I mean, that's the second game in a row. And they took him out. They were going to take him out.
He wasn't that deep in the game.
No, the sixth inning, you know, we ended up losing 7-1. And I don't know if there's something wrong with him or not, but I don't know if they could.
Doesn't have the endurance going on right now.
I don't know. I mean, he's only 27. I mean, it's not like he's.
No. I'm just.
Your age, my gosh.
Yeah.
Your age. Oh.
Yeah, no, he can't collect Social Security yet, no.
So anyway, I mean, there's got to be some concern, because if they keep him, they need him. And if they want to trade him, his trade value is
doing real well. He had one really good game since really started talking about the trade deadline.
They could probably get a Spittoon for him.
Well, they could get something for him, but not what they would.
Well, you're right. They need hitting still, and Naylor has really picked it up this season.
Yes, he has.
Josh Bell, I don't know. I just don't know. And I don't know if there's a bat out there that a team desperate for pitching would be willing to give up for Shane Bieber. I just don't
know. But if you need pitching, you also need to keep your bat. That's the problem.
Yeah.
How many teams have an overabundance of bats?
Well, there's some.
I said not many.
Okay,
I did qualify
some.
That by not many.
Okay, there's some.
Some means not many, yes. But.
Anyway, I don't know. I'm not a general manager. I am not.
But you're generally managing.
Generally managing, but I think there's some talent for San Diego that maybe, of course, San Diego's 9.5 games out. I don't.
Yeah,
they have a lot of good hitters.
They spend a lot of money. But now I think they may, if they don't pick it up soon, they're going to be sellers by the end of July.
Well,
they're not going to buy your pitcher for 1 year if they're not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I just don't know. Of course, the other thing too, if somebody has an established player who hits on their team, they're probably making big bucks, right?
Yeah.
And well, Cleveland.
Well, if they're established, if they're still under their.
Well, let's say Bieber is making about $14 million a year.
Right.
Through arbitration. And he wants big bucks.
You're not going to get a.
I don't know what he's going to get more than that the way he's pitching this year. But
no.
Anyway, so if you got a guy making $16, $17 million, a good bat, then you're only coming out of pocket a couple million bucks.
Yeah.
That's easy for us to say, but.
Yeah. Especially when we're still not sure about their television revenue yet.
That's true. Something's got to happen
this
week.
Isn't that supposed to be like July 1st or something?
Yeah, I mean. That's
Saturday. You're supposed to know something.
I know. I would think this has been really unusual, this Bally.
What if come Saturday's bad? Well, we may need a couple more weeks on this.
Well, the legalities of what they're facing is beyond my comprehension, but if the bankruptcy judge basically said, you're on your own, let the market decide, right? So the market's deciding, and if the creditors, being the Cleveland Guardians, say, okay, you breached your contract, we're pulling the plug on you, Major League Baseball would probably pick it up. And I don't know how that would work. I guess
I don't know. Is Major League Baseball going to collect revenues and give to them then? Is that what
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of work involved in putting on a game. You're selling that advertisement, right?
Right.
I mean,
and you got to sell it locally to a degree.
Yeah, I mean, Elk has got to find a way to get on that MLB, right?
That's right.
But
in a lot of these guys, you know, Elk wants to be regional because they're in this region.
Yes. Elk.
Elk and Elk. I have a different law firm myself. I have Elk and Moose. Elk and Moose.
Oh, yeah. My guy is Misney.
Misney.
I like
him. He makes them pay.
And he doesn't.
And I didn't say it anymore. He just says, "You, Tim Misney, you know what I do."
Oh, he makes them. He does it. How does he do that with his eyebrows is beyond me.
I think that's AI.
Oh, come on. Well, it could be. They may be using artificial intelligence as robot umpires here in the next few years.
Oh, yeah. I think they're still toying around with those strikes and balls in the minor leagues, but it might not be
too far off.
Would you not have an official behind the plate?
Oh, yes, because you got calls to make at home.
Ah, okay. Can he overturn the machine?
I don't think so. Wouldn't that be somebody hacks a machine while you're... But the ball was above my head. Strike. The robo guy says strike. I think that's going too far. Really?
It kind of reminds me of a William Bendix movie. He's playing a... William Bendix. Life of Riley.
I don't know anything about that.
But anyway, he was starring in a movie where I think he was a catcher and... What happened is this professor comes in. He becomes an amazing pitcher because he invents this stuff where the ball will repel
against wood.
And it gets wood, right. And so a guy would come up to hit the ball, and I guess he broke his finger or something, so that he splinted it up and had a wood splint, and he couldn't get the ball. Yeah.
I think that would be illegal.
I think that would be an illegal substance,
I do remember seeing that my dad showed it to me.
Okay.
I mean, and he said, you love baseball. This is a good movie.
It was a fun movie.
Of course, there was this line shot to the pitcher's mound, and he caught it with his pitching hand, and that ruined his career, right?
Yeah.
But he cheated. It was a movie about cheating.
Yeah. And he wasn't even with Houston.
No.
You know what? Interesting how Manfred is now saying, the commissioner of baseball, that he wished he hadn't given all the players immunity.
Oh, he's saying that.
He's saying that now.
Well, that's
funny. I wish I hadn't given, because basically he's finally coming out and admitting that nobody got punished over this whole thing. They paid a fine, big fat hairy deal. They paid a fine.
Well, the manager lost his job, and so did the general manager who knew about it. But you're right, the players who executed the scam.
Was the manager ever picked up anywhere?
Oh yeah, he's the manager of Detroit.
Okay. So he left a year on his pension before he came back.
And then one
of the main guys that he's had a Boston movie. See what they're doing.
Boone. Not Boone, but it'll come to me.
Yeah,
maybe it won't come to me today, but it will come to me.
In the middle of the night, I'll get a call, Dave. Just text me, okay? Just text me.
All right. Cora.
Joey Cora, yeah.
Yeah, see? Not Joey Cora. Another Cora.
Another Cora,
yeah. Okay. His mother's name was Cora.
Oh.
Cora. I have no idea.
Which is very close to Tora Tora. That was a movie. Another movie before.
I thought that was better than the other one. Wasn't there another Tora Tora Tora? With Ben Affleck, or was it something about? It was horrible. It was horrible.
Okay.
Remember that one?
No, I don't remember that.
There's only one Tora Tora. I mean, it was.
It was just Tora Tora was just the one I know. I don't know anything about the Tora Tora Tora. That sounds like a bullfighter.
No, Tora Tora.
Toto!
No, it was Tora Tora Tora, the movie.
Okay.
You don't think I'm right?
No, I don't know. I've never seen it. So
you never seen the You never seen the original Tora?
Oh yeah. Was it three Toras? I thought it was
I think
two.
It was Tora.
Hayakawa went on to be a senator. He was in that movie. Yeah, that's like Hayakawa. He was in that movie.
All right. So
went on to become, I believe, a senator from Hawaii.
Hawaii, along with the other guy, Inouye, Daniel Inouye.
Yeah,
Inouye. He was there forever.
Yeah,
good man too. I have a chance to meet him.
Did you?
Yeah, I do.
Did he slap you?
No.
Oh, okay. I just wondered.
I had the good fortune of meeting a lot of politicians.
Okay,
a lot of politicians.
That's usually not a good fortune.
Huh?
That's usually not a good fortune.
Well, you know, things have changed drastically since I did legislative work, but you would get a guy like Ralph Regula.
Oh, he was a good guy.
He was a good man.
Yeah, good man, and he returned things to Canton.
He did. And
the last thing he probably accomplished was getting money for his wife's project, the First Ladies National Library.
Yeah.
And I've been in there. We've done a program from there. It's excellent.
Oh, isn't it? I should go down there. I don't know if you liked him, but Tom Sawyer was a very decent. I know. I thought he was a good guy. And who else? Oh, Steve LaTourette up in Cleveland.
Really? I haven't heard a lot of good things about him.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to meet him, and but anyway, of Ralph Regula was a very
he
very
was good.
And John Seiberling too.
Oh yes,
very good congressman. So Howard Metzenbaum was an interesting man.
He, front page Howie, yeah.
Yes, and I had the good fortune of being my photo taken with John Glenn. So
that'll put me in orbit.
But he was a very nice guy too.
He was not the most exciting politician, but he was a good man.
You know, and, you don't. That's we expect too much from our politicians.
We
want an actor. We want somebody good looking. We want this. And we're want
smart
that.
And intelligent. And
no, I mean, there's one senator who ran in 2020. Consensus was he was the most brilliant, intelligent senator, but he didn't have the pizzazz or the backing, and that's too bad.
Well, it's kind of like Adlai Stevenson, who
Adlai.
He had two unsuccessful runs at the presidency, and a very, very, very smart man.
Yeah. If he had the charisma that we have, who knows?
He'd be on the streets, yeah.
he wouldn't do very well in sports sidebar. I don't think
No. That's because we make things go up as we go along.
That's true.
He's not good at making things up.
No.
He's too smart for that.
He was waiting for hell to freeze over the Soviets.
He was.
So, anyway, how we got on this list beyond me. So, anyway, I'm hoping for a good run for our Guardians, like the Cincinnati's having.
Yeah.
And let's face it, you've got our rotation of Bieber, who we have concerns about. Tristan McKenzie, I'm afraid the diagnosis is not good. He's probably got Tommy John.
I haven't heard yet, but yeah.
I mean, just based upon he wanted to go get a second opinion, you know.
I asked my doctor for a second opinion once. He said, yeah, I said, you're overweight. That's for a second opinion. Well, you're ugly too. So.
Oh well,
I don't like my doctor.
I would go to another one. It reminds me of a joke, but I'm not going to repeat it. Anyway,
off the air.
No, I told you this one years ago, but so you got him. You know, Cal Quantrill is coming back.
Yeah.
I think this week. Aaron Savali's pitched pretty well.
He
shouldn't have. Yep. He didn't lose the game on Sunday. Gave up. You know, Milwaukee's a good team, good hitting team.
Yes, they are.
And we came back, and then we couldn't get a run in the bottom of the 10th.
And they did. I guess that's how
you... Well, you know who hit him? Former Guardians Indian Owen Miller.
Oh, okay.
And he came back to haunt us.
We have many of them that play against us.
Frankie Lindor this year and then Owen Miller. I had to make them feel pretty darn good to beat his old team. We've got rid of
them. I'm sure it does.
Yes. So, revenge is sweet. If you're into
but revenge. not as much as Nestle's Crunch. Yeah, not sweet as Nestle's
I'm
Crunch.
I'm going to go hog wild. I like Reese's Pieces and Reese's Cups.
Ooh, Reese's Pieces are good, too.
Reese's Pieces are good, but Reese's Cups. If I'm going to go for sweets, cold, ice-cold Reese's Cups.
Never tried the ice-cold. I think it's too hard on my teeth.
Well, you put them in the freezer.
Yeah.
I mean, I like them that way.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of people don't, but that way they're less messy.
I don't care about messy. They go down smoother the other way.
Oh, and my dear wife, Nancy, loves peanut M&Ms.
Ah, yeah. Wife loves peanut M&Ms. Actually, she can go for any M&Ms. But,
So we all have our favorite candy.
Yes.
I don't like gummies or sweet tarts. When I was a kid, when I went Halloween, I got sweet tarts.
Oh, you didn't like them back then, huh?
Oh, no. Sweet tarts or anything. Oh, the licorice things. And my brothers and sister didn't like them either, so I'm stuck with these things.
Can't trade them. Can't trade them.
So I went to school. Some people liked them, and I got some regular M&Ms in exchange. So that's how I got interested in collective bargaining.
Ah, okay. trading your sweet tarts.
I'll give you two packs of sweet tarts for one pack of M&Ms. I guess that's not a very good deal. But anyway.
Actually, it would be because there was a tube of the sweet tarts there, and they weren't that big.
No, they weren't. Sweet tarts were just worth it. I don't remember. Okay. They were phasing them out when I was a young person.
Yeah.
I think they're still around, though. Aren't they little hard candy things? Anyway, I didn't like them.
Okay.
My grandkids love them. They're very young.
Very young.
You know, at 2 years old.
It is interesting to go into some of these places and find the retro candies.
Like where?
The Portage of the Giant Eagle up in the Portage, they have a whole section of retro candies. And even at the Hudson, there's a Hudson Diner up there. And the only candy they have up on the counter are all, they've got the buttons, the little dots, and candy cigarettes and things like that up there.
Oh, candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
Those are not good.
No.
No,
I used to throw out the candy cigarettes and chew the box. It was better.
But it gives them the wrong impression. You shouldn't be giving candy cigarettes because they think, maybe this is good for me when I grow up.
Except that the boxes are so much smaller than they used to be, you know? They're stubby. I mean, you burn your fingers trying to light those things.
A candy cigarette?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I remember trying to emulate my mother with a candy cigarette. I don't think they sell them in stores, do they? I mean, other than maybe specialty places? I don't know.
I think just specialty places where you're going to find those. Yeah.
So, anyway, how many games have we played? We're around halfway point in the season. And so we still have 82, 83 more games, certainly within the realm of possibility to win this division. But I just wish they'd get on with it.
Yeah, because nobody else is.
No.
I mean, even the other teams, Detroit was challenging and now they're down. And White Sox were challenging. Last I saw, they were like 7 games back.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And Detroit's like 4.5 back. And,
yeah.
And,
a team in the Central that gets hot is going to be hard to overcome.
Unless it's Kansas City, because they got
we're playing them.
They were mathematically eliminated day 2 of the season, I think.
Kansas City is, we got a 3-game series with them. And we're starting off tonight with Gavin Williams. This guy's huge. He's like 6'7", 235, built like a tank. And he had a fairly good start. His first one bad inning, he gave up 4 runs. But he's another guy that didn't start out with the team at the beginning of the season.
Right.
So Zach Plesac is so out of it, he's not even competing.
They sent him back to simulated spring, didn't he?
I think they have, yeah. He's just lost it.
Did they they did not like release him.
They did. Yeah, they designated for assignment. He cleared waivers and they kept him.
Okay.
And like Zunino, the catcher.
Yeah.
He may be picked up. I don't know. I don't know. Somebody.
But would they pick him up? He's done nothing for us.
Well, he's not going to go to the minors. I mean, he doesn't. Some major league team who's desperate for a catcher may.
For a backup catcher, maybe.
Backup catcher.
But the thing is, he didn't even prove himself as a good defensive catcher. Yeah,
but you're wrong on that. Terry Pluto, article a couple of weeks ago that my clone read.
Okay.
You know, my clone is a lot older than I am.
Well,
I don't know how that works. I think
that clones age faster than
they do.
Humans.
They do. I think my clone told me that it was the clone version is 72 years old or 71.
Well, you know, they just don't. It's like dog lives, you know, dog years. You know, they go faster.
Anyway, he told me about the Pluto article.
Okay, so what did Terry Pluto say about it?
Well, when he did the analysis of Gallagher and Zunino, they were right in line with all the other catchers in the major.
So all the catchers suck in the major league.
Well, it's tough because of the limited ability of the pitchers to throw over to first. They can in the bigger bases. Every catcher's having difficult. Most, I shouldn't say every, but most catchers. Steals are way up because of the bigger bases, and you're limited to how many times you can throw over to first.
Right.
You're allowed twice. The third time, you better pick them up or they get a balk. Balk, 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 balk.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I hear they also limited the – I hadn't heard this before, but it was during a game, and a coach went out to the mound – they said, that's it. That's all the trips he can make. So they are limited to that as well, which was not an issue before, but they're trying to speed up the game.
They've had limited mound visits for a few years. They did enforce it, but it didn't amount to much because they still kept the games going for a long, long time. Now, Sunday's game, I enjoyed. I listened to Tom Hamilton on the radio. And it was a longer game, but there was a lot of action in that game, and it went longer. So 3-hour games though are not the regular anymore.
No. That was a short game.
Yeah,
last year.
You know, I am looking forward to this coming weekend.
Okay,
I'm going to Wrigley Field with my sons, my very young sons.
Your very young sons.
Very young sons.
You know, they're going to have to ID just to get in there.
And they look forward to it. It's about a 6-hour drive to Chicago.
About that, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's northern Chicago, so it'll take you a little longer to get up. Plus, once you get to Chicago and the highway system,
bring
your camping gear.
Why?
Highways can get a little slow.
Oh, okay. Well, we're leaving at 5:00 in the morning. We're leaving. The game is at 1:20 on Friday, so we're leaving at 5:00 in the morning, which is 4:00 in the morning there.
Yeah,
and the game starts at 1:20, so that it should be fine. And then the next game is Saturday night. Then we're afternoon game, and they're booking from there to be back here next week.
Yeah.
At this very studio and this very mic. I'll tell you about our experiences.
Very cool. I've been up to Wrigley Field. Matter of fact, when I was there, Harry Carey was still alive.
And he was
leading the take me out to the ball game, the seventh inning stretch. Well, he'd lean out over there. The loudspeaker would go through the whole thing with his mic.
Yes.
And they would lead the whole stadium.
Well, weren't you there when it opened?
Take me out the ball game. No.
Oh, I heard you were.
No. Ivy was already growing,
hot dogs were nickel back then.
They didn't use hot dogs back then. Yeah, I can't tell you what they used. You don't want to know.
All right. You want to talk about the Browns a little bit?
Do we? Do we have any? Is there not a whole lot to report?
Well, they did do some reporting about ranking 8 National Football League franchises set for major turnarounds. I don't know if you read that article.
I did, yeah. We did yesterday, or we did Sunday, on the Sports and Review.
Well, I thought you said you didn't know anything about this. Huh?
I didn't. Why did I say that?
Just a few seconds ago. Alex, didn't he say that? Yes, he said.
What?
You said you had no idea.
You said you had no idea about this article.
And then you blanked out.
Yeah, you're failing. But, I understand when you reach geriatric situations that, you know, you could...
You're lucky I could make it the whole broadcast without having to run to the bathroom.
That's true. You know, Juan Valdez's mule can, he stayed here a couple times throughout the whole
show. Yeah, well, the smell is impossible to get out of this carpet.
But he made it through. Yeah. Well, anyway, before the Jet had to leave. Anyway, eight franchises set for major turnarounds that you had no idea that this article...
No, I did. We covered that. Matter of fact, I read the bottom four. Dan read the top.
How could you cover it when you said you had no idea about this?
I didn't know of what you were referring to.
Well,
when you
what do you think I'm talking about?
You didn't tell me what the article was before you...
You
pointed to me from halfway across the room. My fault!
It's not
I'm
like,
nearsighted,
it's
okay?
Not, it's not
I'm
like
nearsighted.
It's not like we're 100 yards away from each other. Come on.
No, we're about 8-9 feet.
It's not far enough. Anyway.
I'm nearsighted, not farsighted.
Oh, all right. Ranking eight NFL franchises set for major turnarounds.
Yeah.
First is the Jets. Of course, you don't know anything about this, do you?
Yeah.
Of course, they got Aaron Rodgers this year.
Look what he did for them last year. So, you know.
They didn't do anything for the Jets last year.
They were for Green Bay. My thing was after they went through the article was, who's taking bets as which week he gets hurt?
And what's the odds?
I don't know. We didn't get the odds. Hmm. Vegas would have those. I should have called Vegas.
You could bet on anything anymore.
You can.
I mean, if they had chewing tobacco spitting confessed, I think you could get odds on it. We were talking about that earlier.
We were.
There's a case against and a case for them making a turnaround. Number two, the Falcons. Don't know anything about the Falcons other than they're very nice birds. I mean, they really are. I mean, and they're down there in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And they haven't.
And they need to turn around. Yeah.
They need to turn around.
Yeah.
So they should go on one of those merry-go-rounds. Number three. Since you don't know anything about this.
Jeez.
Chicago Bears. The Bears.
They always need to turn around.
Well, they think.
Since they had Jim McMahon, they haven't been anywhere.
Justin Fields has got some receivers now. And we'll see. I mean, I don't know anything about the Bears. Number four.
Cleveland Browns.
The manipulator, the massage king.
The cheaters.
The cheaters. The doofuses team.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson now has got talent surrounding him, and that may be those.
Oh, yeah, and they're talking about.
Wait. Can
go
I
ahead,
finish?
Go ahead. Can go I ahead. Finish? Go ahead.
Please. Those last games.
I'm going to get excited here.
The last games that he played where he's just rusty, and he looks really good now.
In practice.
With no pads.
With no pads, and nobody's allowed to. It's like flag football.
Well, I'm telling you. If we
so flag, that's maybe, so that's not.
Oh, ranking eight National Football League flag football franchises. No.
But the practices, nobody can touch you. You can't hit you. You don't wear pads. That's not necessarily what you call a good indicator because
you don't want anybody touching Deshaun Watson. That's how he got in trouble.
In practices last year, he looked great until game day.
And
he won more than he lost. Jacoby Brissett played better but lost more games because of the defense. He won more games or as many games in less games, but he played crappy. He had a better the defense had shored up by then. And he didn't. He scored less. He scored half the points per game that Jacoby scored.
Yeah, I agree. I think this guy is going to go down as the biggest disaster in the history of the National Football League.
At least
for the Browns.
For the Browns, with all the money, but again, they just find other ways to cheat to get out of having to pay for what they did.
I mean, even the best scenario so far that I've read is there's like 9-7, 10-6, but who knows? You got to play the games. You gotta play the games. They're playing here soon. I mean, they're going to be in the Hall of Fame game.
Is what 2 weeks?
Not 2 weeks.
Week and a half?
No, it's about a month away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're still in June.
Okay.
Or don't you know that? I mean, you know, you're kind of.
It's almost July. It's almost July.
Another 5 weeks, not two.
Okay.
I think it's August 9th or 3rd or something, close to that. But it's in August. Okay, I'll continue. Since you have no idea about what I'm talking about.
Oh, jeez.
Number 5, the Commanders know nothing about him. I just know that this Rivera, the coach, he's in big trouble if he doesn't have a good season. The Broncos, number 6, are hoping that...
they still have Russell Wilson, right?
Wilson will...
But and they got Sean Payton in.
Yeah.
As the head coach.
I think, you know, of all of these, I think this is the one that could have the biggest turnaround.
Yeah, I think, that with Sean Payton in there...
The former coach of the New Orleans.
New Orleans Saints, yeah. I'm wondering what he's going to be able to do with that. I guess Russell Wilson and the last coach were on the same page, but boy, they didn't produce. So we'll see what happens. Maybe it's better if Russell Wilson isn't on the same page with his coach.
No, just follow what Peyton tells you to do.
Right.
He had a pretty good quarterback down there.
He also knew what had to be done.
Yeah. So, I'm just off the top of my head. I think of all these teams, this could of these 8 that they mentioned that you don't have any idea about.
Maybe not even a playoff, but at least the biggest turnaround.
Yeah, turnaround
from where they were.
That's
right. Even though I don't know anything about it.
Even though you're clueless. Even though you read about it on Sunday, I don't understand. Number 7, the Houston Texans. Don't know much about them. We barely beat them. I mean, the Browns.
Yes. And Lovie Smith had turned them around by the end of the season. Then they fired Lovie Smith.
Yeah.
And he'd only been there. That was his. He'd only been there from the beginning of the season there. So, now they have somebody else that.
They could fire and pay. This reminds us of what the Doofuses did for like 4 or 5.
It does. Yeah.
So. And then lastly. The Cardinals of Arizona, they're hoping that their quarterback, Kyler Murray, gets it going.
Oh, jeez.
That's what they're hoping for. It all depends on how the quarterback. They're all based upon.
Turned around or not, is based upon the quarterback, which is
the most important position of probably any professional.
Actually, the Jets, I thought, improved last year. From where they had been.
Yeah.
And then they fired the coach and...
There's a gnat flying around here.
Is there really?
Yes.
It doesn't bother
killer,
us, so it must have...
It's a killer gnat. You know where it comes from, don't you? The mule.
The mule.
Yeah.
The mule.
Where Juan went out to lunch. Well, you left the mule here.
Are you going to tell Juan differently?
No.
I didn't think so.
Last week. I don't know where you... The sludge you came up with.
He was in a hurry. Juan was in a hurry last week. He was afraid he was going to miss a connection.
He has his own plane.
Doesn't matter.
So anyway, it doesn't matter. You shouldn't be giving Juan any excuses.
That's what he told me.
He said it in Spanish. That was not what he said.
That's not what I heard.
Well, I know you're hearing going to. So anyway, we'll see what happens. I mean, football's not that far away. It isn't.
No. And the NBA draft is over, and so we had 1 second round pick, and I believe Terry Pluto wasn't real excited about that, was he? I mean, your clone read it.
He hasn't read it yet, has he?
Oh, hasn't he? Okay.
No.
I see.
He's getting a little bit too big for his britches, I tell you.
Yeah.
He's aging terribly, too.
Well, that's what happens. It's like dog years.
What happens when he passes away? What do I do with him? I just thought about
it. You just get a new clone.
Yeah, but what do I do with the body?
It doesn't matter. He's just a clone.
He's a clone.
He's not real. I mean...
I know. I'll freeze dry them and send them off to cannibals.
To cannibals?
Cannibals.
Cannibals. Oh. As you say.
Well, they need to eat too. I don't know if clones are any good.
I wouldn't know.
You heard about the two two cannibals who just finished eating a clown, don't you? One turned to the other and said, does this taste funny to you?
I didn't realize it was pun time yet. Okay.
No, I was, I think years ago I told that one.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
been a long time.
It's been a long time.
All right.
But you remembered it just for this occasion.
They
say, you're the one that brought up cannibals, okay?
Yeah, well.
You're the one. Okay,
well.
You did
the,
it on purpose.
The clone is still working, so he's fine.
Okay.
Gives me a break. You know, all the things, like, you know, the yodeling thing.
Well, why, but why don't you let him do the watering of the lawn and stuff and the garden?
Because he's not very efficient.
Clones don't really care about vegetables.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Maybe I'm a clone. I don't care about vegetables.
Yeah. You don't like tomatoes or zucchini?
Yeah, no.
Alex likes vegetables, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, he's a vegetable guy.
Yeah.
So
he's not a clone. Okay, I got it.
All right.
I got it.
Okay, we picked number 49.
Number 49?
49. We got Amoni Bates from Eastern Michigan, who has some problems.
He has some off-the-court problems, yeah.
So he's
as far as his numbers go, he's got some interesting numbers.
Yeah.
But as far as his off
the
court,
he was supposed to be the cat's meow before he got into some trouble. So we got him. And
but the coaches got to hear something that comforts all coaches at the beginning of the season.
What's that?
All charges have been dropped. Those five comforting words. All charges have been dropped.
Yeah. Now San Antonio had the first pick. You got a young man from France, Victor Wembanyama.
Gesundheit.
Yeah, he's like 7 foot two. He's gigantic. Very frail, but looking, but he's huge, a center, which is unusual because centers have been out of vogue here lately.
Yes, they have, but
National Basketball
Association. The Cavs kind of turned that around. Having two big men in per game, it makes
everybody. Well, they got rid of Mark Keenan, which is is debatable. We got Donovan Mitchell, so you know. Plus, we gave a lot of draft picks.
Yeah.
We're just hoping this young team will develop. But we'll see. What was notable about this draft is how many guys in the first round were picked from the G League.
Yeah. I thought when you're in G League, you're already assigned to a team.
No. So if you're right out of high school and don't want to go to college, you can go to the G League.
Oh, you can go to the G League.
Yeah,
okay. I didn't.
Yeah.
I thought you had to be picked to go to the G League because the G Leagues are owned by franchises.
Yes, but you can still be drafted by another franchise. You can go and play in the G League. I think there was two or three of them.
Yeah.
And you're open to being drafted by other teams. It's kind of like the... what's that draft in baseball? The where you have guys that haven't been drafted and you know what I'm talking about.
I think so.
So
I mean, there's a supplemental draft in the NFL,
but there's a draft in baseball.
Right.
If I forgot the name of it, but you pick this draft pick in baseball, you got to put them on your 40-man roster and blah blah blah. And I'm trying to think. Playing two baseball softball games coming here is.
But that's why we have. That's why Juan has his coffee ready for you.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's kind of like that. You can have somebody on your G League team that is affiliated with the Cavs or the Knicks or whoever happens
to be drafted if they're going to put them on their roster. Yeah.
Well, then it depends on who gets the top pick. So you don't have to. If somebody wants this player and they're number two to pick in the draft, they can pick a guy from the G League from the Cavs franchise. They're
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
I thought they kind of
I do
were.
Believe that's the case.
No, I'm sure you're right because...
Can we put that down and memorialize that? I'm sure you're right.
I didn't get to finish, but...
Yeah.
Oh, please don't write it down.
All right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I read an article about this.
I only knew that because of how many were drafted out of the G League. I don't remember really hearing of that happening before.
Well, otherwise, let's think this out.
Do I have to?
Yeah. So let's say you have a...
Nobody told me I was going to have to think today. The rain did arrive. Well,
So anyway,
way to go, Frogs.
Let's say that you had a really good player out of high school, and Cleveland got him into their G League team.
I'm afraid for our roof. Okay.
And
I'm trying to ignore that. I'm a little nervous. Okay.
I'll complete my thought here.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, man. I didn't know you were afraid of water. I know you're afraid of horses because of your
experiences. Yeah, horses, yeah. Horse, yeah, yeah.
But I didn't know you're also afraid of rain.
Oh, well, you know.
I
took a shower last month.
So anyway, let's say you have a really good G player. He got out of high school. The Cavs put him on their team. I don't think you could take him from that team and put him up into your main team. I don't know how all that works. But I think they're eligible to be drafted by another franchise. Otherwise, you're holding on to a really good player to the second round, right?
Yeah.
And this guy is he's number one draft material.
Yeah.
So I think they can pick him off. I do.
It's kind of like the practice squad. If you're on somebody's NFL practice squad, somebody can pick you up to put you on the roster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that draft in baseball where...
That we can't remember the name.
Isn't it the supplemental draft?
Well, there's a supplement. There is one in the NFL. It probably is called supplemental, yeah. But they sold the name. So it's Willard supplemental.
Something five draft.
Rule five draft.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what I've been thinking about.
Rule five draft. Okay.
Woo! I can go to sleep tonight.
Unless you got a hole in your roof.
Yeah, well, subsided. Yeah, the rule five draft. If you have somebody in your minor leagues.
I would keep a rubber raft in your bedroom just to be safe.
Believe me.
Okay. We're looking at the radar right now.
Rule five draft in baseball. You have really good players that you haven't put on your...
They're 40-man roster.
Yeah, 40-man roster. Or... You haven't put them up to the major leagues. They're eligible to be drafted by another team. I think it's very similar to that in the end.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Anyway. Getting back to some golf.
Okay. We hadn't been there, but we can go back to it.
Well, we talked about it last week.
Last week. Okay.
Tom Watson, who's now 73. Much younger than you, by the way. Yeah. So.
Didn't realize he was as old as me.
Older.
Older.
Oh, you're older than he is.
Yeah. Almost as old as me.
So anyway, Tom Watson, he wants an explanation about this merger between the PGA and the LIV thing. And there's a lot of questions about it. What will the tournaments look like when LIV takes over? I think they're taking it over.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, are they going to...
It's not a merger. It's a takeover almost, huh?
So... Yeah. So will there be like 4 days of competition, no cuts, and tournaments? So there's a lot of questions involved. And do you just start paying players rather than having a purse? I mean, that'd be ridiculous, wouldn't it?
Is that what LIV does?
Well,
I know they have guaranteed monies in LIV, but I didn't know that.
Well, I guess they do. Phil Mickelson is getting $200 million a year just to play on the tournament.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to win a thing.
Right.
That was probably in your
news article. If he does win something, does he not receive extra?
I think he would keep it.
No, I would assume if you win it, you get extra. No?
I think so. Just to be in the league, you're almost establishing, in my humble opinion, an employer-employee relationship. If you're paying a guy to play in the now PGA/LIV golf leagues associations, and you're paying them, then I would think that they may have a...
Could that lead to strikes?
Is it time to go?
It is.
Oh, I want to talk about another subject then next week in golf.
Okay.
All right. Okay, you ready?
I am ready.
All right. What is fluffy and white and beats its chest?
I'm afraid to ask what?
A orangutan. A orangutan.
A orangutan. Okay. We'll be back next week with more Sports Sidebar.
You know, I like that one.
I like the other one you had better.
Orangutan. Fluffy white beats its chest.
Yeah.
Oh.
Orangutan. Yeah,
well,
I'll tell you what. We'll see everyone next week. Yeah.